This is Gold Fusion Muse. In this podcast, I'm going to talk about how to build a fully functional application-based website in just 4 hours. Now, that may sound impossible to you if you've built any number of application websites. Even a limited one can take 30 hours, 40 hours, depending on the level of customization. But it is possible to build one in a very short time using some of the techniques I'm going to describe for you, some of the tricks and shortcuts. If it hasn't happened to you already, someday somebody's going to ask you to build them a website for free or pro bono. If you're involved as a scout leader, a band booster in your church, in your choir, somebody somewhere is going to ask for a commitment of your time. Personally, I think this is a very, very good idea. I know a lot of folks that spend all of their time on themselves and on their work, and when it comes to contributing to worthy causes, their basic level of contribution has to do with their money. And money is important. There's lots of causes out there that need your money. But contributing your time will do more than just writing a check will do. It will actually benefit you, and it will make you feel like you're connected to that community effort. And that's an important part of being a whole person. So if you're a developer and you're not, you know, I would encourage you to go ahead and use some of your skill set to help some of these organizations leverage their use of the internet. Many of them are really lost. They have no clue where to go, what to do, how to accomplish some of the things they'd really like to accomplish, and you can be a huge benefit to them if you're willing to reach out and do some of that when you're asked. So recently I was asked to design a site for my church choir, more than happy to do it, and I spent about 4 hours and built an excellent, what I think is an excellent and fully functional site, and you can see it at twchoir.com. twchoir.com. There's a link on the blog towards the end if you want to go take a look at it. So let's talk about some of the techniques, some of the tips that I used in order to make this site fully functional in just 4 hours. The first tip is skip the design process. When it comes to building a site from scratch, sometimes the design process is the biggest chunk. It can take 30 hours. To go through design revisions, mock-ups, etc. If you're in control of the process, if you're doing it for free anyway, just tell them to trust you that you're going to present them with a professional-looking site. Skip the design process and use a jump start from CommunityMX. CommunityMX.com is perhaps the most valuable resource site on the web, bar none. And they have these little things in there called jump starts that are just terrific. Download one. If you're not a member, you have to purchase it, but they're very cheap. They're like $5. And this Jumpstart file will include a fully functional page, sample pages that are connected to CSS files with good classes, both layout and formatting. It'll include a Dreamweaver extension that plugs right into your Dreamweaver, and you can just simply go to create from CFMX Jumpstart, and it will create a new page based on that jumpstart and import all the CSS files for you. It includes PNG files, that you can open in Dreamweaver and simply manipulate the layers and replace the images that you want with your own so that you can take advantage of the layout and the feel and the look and the color scheme and add your own images and your own site elements to it. Very easy stuff. In an hour for this TW Acquire, I was able to create basically a whole new site look and feel, and it didn't take me any time at all. So that's my first piece of advice. Check out the jump starts, and they will get you halfway there, most of the way there, without any trouble. My second piece of advice has to do with applications. I recommend that you go ahead and install on every site that has any community elements at all, a blog. Just install a blog in a subdirectory. And I recommend one of two blogs that I've used. One is Ray Camden's blog, which is what my blog is written in. It's called Blog CFC. It's extremely popular among Cold Fusion developers because it invites people to, you know, it's open and well written, and invites us, you know, us geeks to get in there and fiddle with it and make changes and always tweak it. And Ray writes good code, and we all like him, so we all use his software. But I'd also recommend that you check out a blog software called Blog Fusion by a guru named Jake from Countersink Design. I don't remember Jake's last name. Jake, if you're listening, I'm sorry. If you're going to use this for non-commercial use, you can send him an item from his Amazon wish list. If you need it for commercial use, it's very reasonably priced. And I recommend that blog software because it has a photo blog with it as well as the regular text blog. So when you buy or when you get Blog Fusion, you end up with two features, both of which can be extremely useful to your site. A photo gallery, and a lot of sites like the ones I've mentioned, my choir site, a PTA site, a band booster site, would want images because they're centered around some events where you're taking pictures. So a blog gallery, a photo gallery, would be a great benefit to your site and automatically give you a very impressive feature. The second reason you should install a blog, other than just getting having a blog, is that you can use it for a CMS system, for a content management system. Now, if you think about it, all these blogs function pretty much the same way. You have categories. You know, on my blog, I have categories like Cold Fusion Tips, Cold Fusion Tags, Cold Fusion 7, Fun and Humor, and so on. Well, you can create a category, let's call it Announcements or Front Page or whatever, and then any post to that category, the top post would show up on the home page. This can be done very, very easily with a single query, piece of cake, and you can create, like I did on the TW Choir site, a couple of containers that are based on categories and assign, you know, various people to update that content and keep the home page fresh, keep it up to date, and looks really nice, and it can solve one of the issues you have with a pro bono site, which is, how are we going to keep it up to date? Are you going to end up calling me? Am I going to be the webmaster for it? And is it going to nickel and dime me to death trying to, you know, give away my time for free? So that's a great choice, a blog as sort of a lightweight CMS system. The third thing I would recommend would be to install, if needed, the Galleon Forums application from Ray Camden. It's so easy to set up, so easy to skin, and immediately adds a very impressive feature to your site. On this twacquire.com site, the principal stakeholders wanted a prayer request list. They wanted a list of choir members' prayer requests. You know, prayer for their families, their loved ones that might be sick or ill, or various events that are happening in their lives. And it's a kind of a method of community, keeping the choir connected to each other, caring about each other. Well, a forums was a good choice for that. So we created a conference and created a forum called Prayer Request. And people would add new threads to the prayer request when a prayer need arose. And on the front page of the twchoir.com site, at the bottom, we simply list the latest prayer requests, you know, as many as 5 or 8 prayer requests there at the bottom with links back to the thread. Piece of cake, nice piece of readily updating content, very easy to do. Took maybe 15 minutes to install Galleon and to reskin it. Piece of cake. The fourth thing I would recommend would be a calendar application. Virtually all of these sites, these people that come to you, are looking not just for a way to brochure their message to the web, but they're looking for a way to communicate with their members, a way to make sure that the latest information is somewhere where everybody can rely on it. A calendar app is a great place to do that. I have a calendar application that's just called Event Calendar. It's so simple. It's 2 tables, and the look is clean and so nice. Problem is, I don't know who sent it to me. I installed it like a year ago. I know it was shareware. I'd give $10 to the author if I knew who it was, but I just picked it up from somewhere, and I've Googled it for this blog. I Googled it like 10 minutes, and I just could not find a download for it anywhere. So that's the one I like to use, but there's a lot of them out there. Pick a calendar app. Make sure it has an easy-to-use admin tool for adding events, and install the calendar app and reskin it for your blog, for your site, and it'll add a great impressive feature to your site. So, keeping those items in mind, those 4 or 5 items in mind, here's what I did to create this site in 4 hours. Okay, first I used the Machu Picchu site, and if you want to follow along, you go to the site twchoir.com and look at it, And, you know, just look at it so that you'll know exactly what I'm talking about as we go through this. So, step one, using the Machu Picchu Jumpstart from Community MX. That's what it was called, Machu Picchu. It's actually a sample site about the Mayan or Incan ruins in Mexico, Machu Picchu. Okay, so I used that Jumpstart from Community MX, and I created a sample homepage. That's step one. Step two, I opened the PNG file that came with the Jumpstart, and then I went out and gathered a few pictures of the choir and the director. I made a new collage from the pics, and then I replaced the Machu Picchu masthead with the current masthead that you see now if you're looking at the site. And it's basically just a very simple collage of three images and got some fading or some gradient on it. Okay, the third thing is I installed the Blog Fusion app in the blog directory and I reskinned it. And then I also reskinned the photo blog part of that app. I didn't reskin the admin directory. I'm not worried about that. I'm only worried about what the public, you know, what the regular choir members see. The next step was I installed Galleon Forums in the Forums directory, and I reskinned that. I didn't reskin admin, just reskinned the public-facing part of the site. Following that, I installed the event calendar into the events directory, and I reskinned that one. Okay. Finally, I took the bogus content out from the homepage. I added a module that shows the latest post from the announcements category in the blog. I added a module that shows the latest post from the director's message category in the blog. And another module that displays the latest post from the community news category in the blog. So now I can simply post to the blog and keep the homepage up to date with the latest messages. Finally, I added a list at the bottom that displays the latest threads from the prayer request forums in the Galleon forum, and I added a link. I added a list of links for rehearsals and performances on the left-hand info bar that pulls information from the events calendar as I add them. And I did a very simple method to do that. When I added an event to the events calendar, I simply, if it was a rehearsal event or a performance event, I would add it as rehearsal with a colon, or performance with a colon. And then I have a way of simply selecting just those items from the event calendar database for display on the left. And that always stays up to date. A choir member coming to the site would have no questions about where or about when the next rehearsal is or when the next performance is. They're always listed right there on the homepage. And that's it. Took about 3 hours on the weekend and another hour today. I think it looks professional. It's not flashy, but it has a huge amount of functionality. It's a fully functional community site, a lot of features, and it's all done while sitting in my sweats and watching NFL playoffs and eating Cheetos and making bodily noises. So not a bad deal, all in all. So to summarize, it is possible to build a fully featured website in just a few hours if you have the right skill set. And I want to stop just a second and point that out. Yes, you do need to know things like Cold Fusion. Yes, you do need to know what a database is. You do need to know how to quickly install a Cold Fusion application. If you've done those things over and over again, and if you're familiar with the CFMX Jumpstart extensions, this can be done very easily, and you'll be really thrilled with the result, and your group, whoever's asking you to do it, will be amazed at the amount of functionality you can put up in a single weekend and how quickly you can get a full website up and running. This is Cold Fusion Muse.